Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marv Thornberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Joe Nuxhall. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Virals reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virals. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dobek. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Green reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobek hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuxhall strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. There goes Killebrew. The throw from Sullivan to second, and Killebrew is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klimchuk moves to third. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison throws the ball into Verhals, who tags Hauser trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 0. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. Jim Archer now pitching. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pasquale hits a line drive towards the mound. Archer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verhals bunts towards first. Clem Chalk fields the ball and throws to Archer covering. Safe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Archer. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey juggles the ball. That's an error on Carey. Verhals moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals tags and scores. Green tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gardner. Hankins moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Hankins moves to third. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 3 in the game. Klimchuk strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.